Here I have in the studio Norman Anderson. Good afternoon, Norman.
Good afternoon.
So what brings you in the studio today?
About that boarding school is going to be taken down. It is not the building itself. The building is only for memories. But the people that worked in the building at that time, the Hettish family, they were the ones that done all the trouble. They were cruel to the kids going to school. The way they were treated, it's unbelievable.
So what are your thoughts on the building being torn down?
I don't mind the building being torn down because it's no more use for the community. But besides that, when you see it, your mind goes back in time, of the time how we were treated in that place. It's not the building, it's the people that run the building, the Hettishes. The minister is supposed to be a minister, not the cruelty the way he treated people. They also had people working. I don't think they were even working for them. They were more or less making the people do the work. I've heard them. If you don't do this, you're going against the church and going against your God. That's not good. People was told by the minister, you do what we want you to do. It's not up to you. They had the people as slaves, I say. The people done all the work. The ministers, they didn't do nothing. All they do is open their mouth and criticize the people. So just imagine now, 18, 19 years old, you got to be home by 9 o'clock.
I was in
the boarding school for about almost four years. It wasn't good. The only sleeping gear we had was a sealskin sleeping bag, a blanket, and one small pillow. No heat, no bathrooms, no buckets or anything to use in the nighttime. We had to be to bed by 9 o'clock, sleep by 9 o'clock. No heat, couldn't talk to each other because wasn't allowed to speak English to our Inuit people. And the Inuit, they weren't allowed to speak to us in their language to us. But we overcome that on the nighttime, under the blankets, in our beds. We used to whisper to each other different words so we could get our conversation going after a while. So we could communicate to each other, to understand each other what we want to do. Not only that, I'm going up a little higher now to kids, 6, 7, 8 years old, woke up 6 o'clock in the morning to go and get water, fetch water with a hermetic and a barrel, no breakfast until all the water tank is full. Just the way we were treated. We weren't allowed to go back into the building until we had everything finished. Water was all done. Then we had to wait until 8 o'clock or so, I guess, for our breakfast. And our breakfast wasn't good. Our porridges rolled out. It was half frozen. No sugar on it. A bit of molasses. We had no tea. There's no such thing as bread. We didn't know what bread was. Only time we know what bread was when we go home and visit our mother. I call that cruelty. Another thing, this is going to be hard for some people. When you come to 12 years old, Auntie Katie, Big Nose, she had to check all their private parts, every boy, see if there's any kumaks in there. I don't know what you would call that. Banked. The building is going down, but the memories are not going down. There's a lot of people that have gone by. They were too ashamed of the mission, how they treated them, to say anything about the mission. How they were shocked. They didn't want to hear it all day. We had hard times. But that's it anyway. I hope the people understand what was going on in that building, how the students were treated. We weren't allowed to visit our sisters. They're only about 20 feet apart, the two buildings.
And you also said that you were only allowed to go and visit your parents?
Every second week. That's only from here over where the steel coming out of the meat. It wasn't cooked. It wasn't even half cooked. Behind you, watching us, see who's eating it. Then she'll say, people getting their seal meat, fish, for their pipsticks.